Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious pleasures, filthy stories, and decadent desires. Now, as always, you know you can get even more intense satisfaction by visiting me at wilddesires.com, where you can download your own free, full-length experiential erotica just for coming. And if you haven't tried one yet, be warned, they are so much more intense than normal erotic stories. Your body will thank you forever. Now, before we start tonight's story, you can know Can't Buy Me Love by Cary Davis has now been released as an audiobook, narrated by yours truly. So if you fancy grabbing yourself a little gay erotic romance, then you can follow the link in this episode's notes. And whilst we're on the subject of gay erotic stories, tonight's episode is an erotic MM story with just a touch of F. So when you're ready, just lay back on your bed, put your earbuds in, and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment, and then let it go with a sigh, releasing all the tension and stress of the week. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time to indulge your sensual desires. The sun radiated through the windows. Its warm glow caressed Nick as he awoke to a banging noise outside. Living in a private cul-de-sac, he wasn't used to disruption in the morning. Curious, he arose from his bed, ignoring his nakedness as he walked to the floor-to-ceiling picture window to see what all the commotion was about. A large van was parked outside the empty house next door, where two men were making an absolute mess of trying to unload it, looking like some strange Laurel and Hardy film in their white overalls and black baseball caps. It appeared they had dropped more things than they had successfully removed. A young couple stood on the curb watching them, the woman grimacing on cue with every crash and bang, the man squeezing his arms a little tighter around her every time the two men dropped something. Well, I guess that's the old Reynolds place finally sold, Nick muttered to an empty room. As the sound of breaking glass echoed through the morning air, the couple turned abruptly, obviously trying to ignore whatever massacre was happening within the confines of the van. Looking up, the man's eyes met Nick's gaze, and gingerly the man waved. Curiosity got the better of his wife, and she looked up as well, waving and smiling. Ever the good neighbour, Nick returned their greeting, trying to appear at least a little welcoming to his new neighbours. Another crash resonated behind them, another family heirloom, most likely destroyed. But they seemed a little more oblivious this time. Suddenly very aware not only of his nakedness, but also the throbbing morning erection that was becoming even harder by the caress of the gentle morning breeze. And the fact that this couple was very aware of his situation. Nick smiled, returning to his bed. Laying on the soft linens, Nick's mind drifted back to a number of times when he was younger, that he had accidentally been stumbled upon, caught touching himself, caught coming out of a shower, caught naked in a changing room. He'd always been an exhibitionist, but as he got older, he'd let that side of his life slip a little. But damned if it didn't turn him on like mad. Nick knew he was impressively endowed. More than one partner had struggled to give him a decent blowjob because of his thick girth. Well, that's what they said anyway. Mindlessly, Nick stroked at his hard erection as he remembered the provocative gaze in the couple's eyes as they got their first glimpse of his hard-on, glistening in the sunlight. Suddenly, his hand developed a mind of its own, stroking harder and harder. He pumped his cock until he felt the burning sensation of an orgasm exploding up his body, while picturing their shock as his cock throbbed wantonly in his hand. His tongue teasing across her lips as she watched, his cock stiffening in his pants as he longed to join Nick. "Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!" Nick shouted as hot threads of cum erupted over his abdomen, while imagining the couple's faces watching him right now, breathless. He relaxed back on his bed, letting the afterglow embrace him and giggling to himself a little at the thought of their shocked faces. Feeling no pressing need to get dressed, or indeed leave his bed, he pulled himself up against the headboard and grabbed his personal bong from the bedside table and lighting it. He took a long, deep draw, relaxing himself even further. The bong had been an impulsive purchase when he vacationed in Amsterdam 3 years ago. At the time, it seemed to sum the city up beautifully as a way of taking weed that had more than a passing resemblance to a large pink dildo. With the weed moving through his body, Nick smiled again, his head buzzing with 100 different thoughts. Most especially some hard sucking action on his rock-hard dick. Damn, he bet he could shock those two. They looked so fucking normal. Like a Warden June Cleaver type of normal. An evil grin spread across Nick's face as his mischievous side came out to play. Well, it had been a while. Thankfully, he had no work today, as the bangs and crashes from outside the house were frankly deafening. How much stuff did one couple actually need? By the sounds of it, a lot less than they did first thing this morning. Hiding away in the back of his house, away from all the disruption and chaos, he tried to read for a little while, but that look in their eyes kept invading his thoughts. The shocked veil he had enjoyed so many times before. That look that filled him with desire. It was 4 in the afternoon before he decided on a resolution to the situation. He would meet his new neighbours. They would come for dinner. Dressing, Nick left his house and quickly covered the 20 or so paces to his new neighbour's front door, ignoring the surprised look on the woman's face when she opened the door. He put on his best innocent smile, trying to ignore the fact they had seen him naked, with morning wood in his window. "Hi, I'm Nick. I live next door. I know you've just moved in and everything is probably a little crazy just now, but I thought I'd be neighbourly and come introduce myself. Why not come around for an hour and grab a bite to eat? I can order a mean pizza or call for a spicy Chinese. Maybe throw in a glass of wine so we can get to know each other. After the mess of your belongings the movers seem to be making, looks like the two of you deserve a break." An awkward smile briefly moved across her lips, while doubt plagued her eyes. "Are you really that innocent? Boy, this is going to be fun." At the sound of another crash echoing along the hallway, seizing the opportunity, Nick sought to confirm the date. "Let the moving men do what they need to do. Give them an hour and come back after the dust has settled and get everything situated." Her lips started parting into a weak smile as another crash sounded from the back of the house. "Actually, I think that might be great," she managed. "Fantastic. Shall we say 30 minutes? It won't be anything fancy, just some takeout and wine. But a chance to get to know each other, as we'll all be neighbours. Not giving her a chance to back out, Nick danced down the steps to the pavement and then back up to his own front door, shutting the door on their chance of changing their mind. 30 minutes passed quickly. He'd opted against ordering takeout since they hadn't mentioned their preference, and had barely finished putting out some hors d'oeuvres and perfecting the facade of respectability when the bell rang. Placing the dildo-shaped bong as a centerpiece on his sideboard, he just knew one of them would notice. As he reached the door, their voices barely audible as they discussed the rights and wrongs of being here, Nick decided to wait a little longer, just to build their anticipation, before opening the door with a flourish. "Hi, thanks for coming. By the way, I'm Nick." Catching them off guard, they managed to force smiles to cover their obvious intrepidation. He couldn't decide who was more nervous, him or her. Nick resisted the urge to smile even wider. Damn, he so loved playing these games. He could hardly wait until they saw the bong. "Please come in. Welcome to Little Vienna." Moving back from the door, they shuffled nervously inside. Leading them through to the sitting room, Nick guided them to the sofa, where they huddled as if they needed protection. Jeez, what did these people think I was going to do? Murder them? Maybe torture them? Well, okay, maybe the torture. But not so much they wouldn't enjoy it. Some people were just so nervous for no reason, Nick mused. "So, shall we start with a glass of vodka, or maybe whiskey?" he ventured. God, these two needed to relax a little. Unease covered their faces. Exasperated, he finally decided to take control. "Might I suggest a vodka, and we'll tease your taste buds beautifully." Without waiting, Nick poured 2 large glasses of vodka and placed them firmly in their hands as he retrieved his own. This was going to be so much fun. "So, what shall I call you?" Nick asked. "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Keith, and this is Melissa," the man stuttered nervously. Jeez, he was heading full steam towards a nervous breakdown. "A pleasure to meet you. And what do you do for a living, Keith?" "Oh, I'm just an architect," he replied, dipping his head. Just about it. You create the world we live in. And you, Melissa, what do you do?" Smiling widely, Nick made a conscious effort to put them at ease. "Oh, I'm just a teacher," she said, smiling, seeming to relax a little more with the situation than Keith. "So, Keith creates a world, and you create the future minds. Fantastic." Reaching for a bowl of olives, Nick passed them between them. "I've pitted them already, so just dive in." "So what do you do for a living, Nick?" Melissa asked as she took another large drink of clear goodness. "I'm a writer," Nick whispered, trying to sound a little humble. Melissa's eyes widened, enthusiasm glowing in them. "Really? What sort of things do you write?" "Mainly adult fiction, erotic romance, gay stories. Nothing I'm sure you would have read." A beautiful blush rose up Melissa's neck as she finished her glass of vodka. Perfect, Nick thought. "Oh, I don't know. I might have done." She smiled as he refilled her glass. "There's hope for you yet," he mused. "There's quite a minx in there somewhere." Standing to retrieve a bottle of wine and glasses from the sideboard, Nick deliberately moved his bong, drawing attention to it, smiling to himself as he heard a gentle gasp from the sofa. "I think she's noticed." With her eyes still wide as he sat back down in his chair, he placed the bottle of wine and glasses on an occasional table. "So do you write as Nick, or do you have a pen name?" Keith asked, probably a little intimidated by the 9-inch tall phallic bong and wanting to divert the conversation. Oh, I have a pen name. People can get very strange when they find out what you've written. Especially some of the stuff I've written. Chad Temple is my nom de plume, as the French would say. Melissa gasped again. Nick marvelled at how she really was getting into the spirit of things. Oh my God, I've read some of your books. She all but cried. Really? Do tell. Which was your favourite? With the red rising up her cheeks, she pondered for a moment. Rodeo Cowboys, she said, her voice full of excitement. Oh, that's a personal favourite of mine as well. Do you remember any of the scenes? Do I? Suddenly screaming excitedly like a schoolgirl, she continued. There was a scene when John catches Gav just out of the shower, before Gav has accepted he's gay. And John gets on his knees in front of him and takes him in his mouth. God, I loved that scene. It was so sexy how you wrote that. Nick watched as her nipples peeked beneath her shirt and she pushed her hands between her thighs. She really was coming out of herself. Damn if this vodka hadn't been spot on. But poor Keith seemed to be struggling a little more and was blushing with a fiery red heat. Melissa, Nick doesn't need to hear about this, he whispered. Oh, Keith, you loved it when I read it to you. You said you would love to try it one day, she said, patting his arm playfully. Keith's cheeks turned positively crimson, and judging by the tenting of his pants, his cock was hard as iron beneath the cotton. Many straight men think about it, Keith. There's no shame in it, Nick said, his voice as calm and gentle as he could manage, while his inner demon was cackling manically. And you, Melissa, is it something you have ever thought about? Oh, I've given Keith oral lots of times, haven't I, Keith? All premise of innocence gone. 2 glasses of alcohol, and this woman just lost all her inhibitions. Nick laughed gently. No, I meant Keith having a blowjob from a man. Her eyes widened as she pushed her hand a little harder between her thighs, as if lost in a private fantasy. Oh, yes, lots, she gasped, moving uncomfortably on her seat. Nick could smell her lust from his chair, her erect nipples pushing hard at the material of her shirt. Keith pushed his thighs together, obviously trying to control the growing erection pushing at his pants. Can I ask, Nick, what is that on your sideboard? She asked, pointing to his bong. Oh, that's just a bong. For smoking weed. Have you ever tried weed before, Melissa? Oh, God, yes. I used to be a cheerleader when I was at high school, and we were forever smoking weed. We've tried it several times since, but recently, well, we've struggled to get a decent supply of it. Would you like a go? As we're all relaxed and amongst friends. Damn if he hadn't hit the jackpot with these two. And here he was, having thought Melissa was going to be the shy and quiet one. Go on, let's. Her hand squeezing Keith's thigh in some unspoken code of reassurance. Leaving them for a moment, Nick could hear the agitated whispers as he retrieved his stash of weed from the bedroom, along with a pot of lube. He had a suspicion that might be needed before too long. The couple's whispers drifted to silence when Nick returned. Taking his seat, he filled the bowl of the bong with powdered marijuana, igniting it and taking a deep draw of relaxing smoke. Damn, this was good shit. Passing it to Melissa, she did the same, and after passing it to Keith, laid back on the sofa, draping her legs over Keith's, her blue eyes glinting with mischievousness as she ran her fingers through her auburn hair, her long skirt falling open, exposing a black lacy thong. arching an eyebrow. Nick wondered how many other surprises this woman might hold, but she giggled. She let her hand move along her legs, deliberately pulling her skirt back up a little, exposing her wet thong fully to Nick, before firmly squeezing Keith's bulging erection through his pants. Weed always makes Keith really horny. On our wedding night, we had hash cakes and didn't move from our hotel room for 3 days. She giggled and then sighed wistfully. I could barely walk after, she said coyly, her eyes hooded and sparkling with desire. Keith moved Melissa's legs off his own as he stood to pass the bong back to Nick. Pausing before taking the bong, Nick's sky blue gaze meeting his. They stayed there for the longest minutes, their eyes entwined. Aware of his hard cock, which was just inches from his mouth, Nick watched Keith's Adam's apple bob up and down with the nervousness of what he knew was going to happen next. Taking the bong, Nick placed it on the floor, his gaze not relenting, watching Keith's tongue dance over his dry lips, his pupils dilating so wide to almost block out the natural grey of his eyes. You want this, don't you, Keith? Nick thought, grabbing the buckle of his belt. Nick quickly loosened it. Keith stood stock still, like a rabbit in headlights, not sure what he was meant to do as his pants fell to the floor, his erection standing proudly just an inch from Nick's lips. Pushing his dark hair away from his face before grasping Keith's balls, he caressed his lips along his shaft, sucking at the tight skin, their eyes never parting. Clutching Keith's balls a little tighter, forcing a salacious moan from his lips. Keith's eyes closed, swamped by pleasure as Nick's tongue danced over his rigid cock. I believe it was like this, Melissa. Nick whispered. From his peripheral vision, he could see Melissa wide-eyed, watching, waiting, as she rubbed between her thighs, exploring the throbbing folds of her pussy through her wet panties. Yes, yes, I think it was, she said, breathless. Nick nibbled gently at Keith's pulsing erection, the sensation of his bristle intensifying the trembling in Keith's body. Deftly, he uncapped the lube and covered two fingers while his tongue circled the tip of Keith's cock, his lips sucking at it gently, tasting his pre-cum. The heat of his desire burning on Nick's tongue. Through the corner of his eyes, Nick watched Melissa plunging her fingers desperately into her sex, thrusting harder and harder as she watched him take Keith fully into his mouth, Nick's lips sliding up and down his shaft, the edge of his teeth dragging along his erection, taking him closer and closer to the edge. Moving his hand between Keith's thighs, Nick teased at his asshole before easing one finger in through the virginal tight ring of muscle, gently thrusting it in and out as his tongue swirled over his cock, feeling the muscles relax with the motion of his mouth. Nick slid a second finger into his ass, massaging that private spot just inside as his mouth moved viciously up and down Keith's throbbing cock. Keith trembled, his building orgasm undeniable. Now, Keith, come for me now. Nick thought as Melissa plunged her fingers into her pussy with one hand and furiously rubbed her clit with the other. Keith's cock erupted into Nick's mouth, filling his throat with delicious streams of warm cum. Good boy. Nick mused as he sucked the last remnants of cum from his throbbing cock, letting his semi-erection drop from his lips. Keith's legs trembled as the aftershock of orgasm pounded through his body. Nick turned him quickly to face Melissa, his legs buckling. Keith fell to his knees, his face perfectly placed between her thighs, her fingers grasping at his hair, pulling him hard onto her throbbing clit. The sounds of his tongue and lips eating her wet pussy echoed through the air. She put her legs over his shoulder, embracing his head, pulling him harder onto her. tipping her head back in ecstasy. Her moans grew louder, almost animalistic. Hearing her pleasure as Keith licked like a starved animal at her pussy fueled Nick's own desire. Pushing his hands over the globes of Keith's ass, his thumbs gently easing his cheeks apart to expose that little rosette of pleasure. Reapplying lube over his fingers, he slid them back through his tight ring. The yelps from Melissa telling him that he had hit that spot as Keith gorged on her pussy. Grabbing fistfuls of his hair, she rocked her pussy against his face viciously as if she was riding a rodeo stallion. Nick could resist it no more. Lubing up his own cock, carefully he slid it inside Keith's ass. Not too far. Just holding himself inside for a moment as he watched, enthralled as her wild passion rode his face hard and brutally. Pushing his cock firmly into his ass, Nick felt every muscle in his body tighten as his orgasm flooded up his body. By the way Melissa screamed in delight, Keith must have bitten on her clit as she screamed, "I'm coming! Oh my God, I'm coming! I'm coming!" Pulling Keith hard onto her pussy, she panted hard and low. As her body convulsed, Nick's cock thrusting hard in and out of Keith's virginal ass, his thighs tensing as he pulled Keith's pelvis back onto him, as Nick's cock swelled inside of him, Nick's fingernails dug into the soft flesh of his thighs as Nick erupted in his ass, growling low and hard, Nick's warm cum filled that most private place. Waiting for a moment for the trembling in his body to slow, he then eased himself from Keith. Melissa's legs were draped lazily over Keith's shoulders as her panting eased. For a long moment, no one said a word. Spent, satisfied, not one of them wanting to shatter the warm, relaxed atmosphere. Carefully, Keith moved onto the sofa next to Melissa as she let her skirt fall around her legs again. Picking up the bong, Nick passed it to Keith, who looked a little uncomfortable after his first ass-fucking, and a brutal ass-fucking to boot. Although the atmosphere was quiet, it was content as they passed the bong between the three of them, occasionally giggling. Even stone-faced Keith. So, I hope you've enjoyed our return to Amateur Hour. Now, don't forget to grab your copy of Can't Buy Me Love. Just follow the links in this episode's notes. And leave a review. You know how much I love it when you leave reviews. Next week, I'm feeling in the mood to hand out a little punishment. You've been so naughty. I'm so bad. So I think a little BDSM is in order. So don't you forget to join me next Sunday for your weekly dose of erotic pleasure as we get wild in bed once again. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.